Hey, Rach, your hair and makeup for the last race day we went to was flawless.
Why, thank you.
Because I usually only see you in activewear.
But yes.
Lee McCoy did her magic and you looked amazing.
Yeah, if you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to look and stand out, you want to feel your best, then our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age.
Not only hair and makeup, but styling too. When you say stylist, right, you think you have to be rich and famous to have one. But Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone, from Gucci to Kmart and everything in between. If you have a particular occasion or just want a wardrobe refresh, then Lee McCoy is your girl.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_. LEIGHMCCOY_. Of Am I a Bad Mom podcast? That's the question we ask in 2021 as well. We've been going for about 3 years with this podcast.
Season six.
Jeez. 2021. And we're still bad mums.
Still bringing content.
When we started this podcast, honestly, I did think it would have we'd get to a stage where it had its run and we'd be out of content.
And it's just like a good red wine. It just keeps getting better with age. It's kind of like us. We just get better with age. Our kids provide better content with age.
Yeah.
We're just classified as a good red wine.
Because as you go through the stages of childhood, you go from one hurdle to the next hurdle to the next hurdle. So there is always something to wind you out. This is good. Someone sent me this meme on Instagram. So it's a photo of a box, a plastic box.
Yeah.
And it says toy jail on the top.
Yeah.
And then it says, you left it out and I picked it up. I've got your stuff. You're out of luck. To get it back, please do a chore. Then it's yours, just like before. Love, Mummy. That's so good. The problem is, I think if I did that with my girls, it would probably be a phone. You've lost your phone. It's in the box.
Yeah.
You know what they do when I take one of their phones off?
Just
huddle around the other ones. Am I a bad mom for banning sleepovers, then unbanning them, and then banning them again?
I just feel like that's just a story of my life. I feel like that's all I've said in the last... How many weeks of holidays are we into now?
Oh, God. We've still got loads to go.
I feel like that's just an ongoing threat.
We've touched on sleepovers before because they're a pain in the ass. Yep. My kids had a birthday sleepover this year. So they were turning 12 and we took a bunch of their friends out for dinner. I've spoken about this. I completely lost control. There was a point where I was looking at them all, TikTok dancing. They're all out of their seats. And I
didn't the
knew,
security guard look at yeah. you to like get the control.
Yes. I knew I've lost control of these children. Yeah, security guy came over. I went, you tell them.
Yeah,
they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
Oh. So then we had a sleepover, and I tried to be the cool mom, and then it got to midnight, and then I was like, okay, I'm not feeling it anymore. Did what someone recommended.
Yeah.
Went upstairs to watch a movie in our bedroom whilst they were downstairs.
Yeah.
Put red wine in a mug.
Oh, good. Travel mug.
So if anyone came in, she's just drinking
a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. And then at 1 a.m. I was like, okay, enough's enough. I don't want to be the cool mum anymore. Yeah. And then the next day after a sleepover, and probably for a couple of days after a sleepover, just a nightmare.
Yeah, they're tired.
Just tired,
yeah.
Grumpy, rude because they're argumentative, everything's a problem, everything's and you end up going, geez, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
At sleepovers at your house, you had that for Gracie's birthday.
Yeah, we did the same as you. We just did the sleepover. I think our last one was 11:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'd done everything else, so Sam just had to do the duty of getting them to sleep. And which ended up being the longest one out of the whole thing. And you know what? that's okay. He did that. And he always sits up until late anyway. But I agree. I think that the sleepover part is the recovery. It's kind of like us with a hangover, right? You just feel like you recover for days. And that's what theirs is, a sleep hangover.
I've never really looked at it like that before, but
lack
I guess,
of sleep.
Yeah. But my problem is just why don't you go to bed earlier? Like you don't have to stay. So the girls had a sleepover over the Christmas period and I was like, brilliant. And it was really last minute too. So they were at a friend's house and then I was about to go and pick them up and the mum said, the girls want to stay for a sleepover. Is that okay? And the minute you get that text, I'm like, yes, that's okay. That is more than okay. I said to my husband, oh, they want to know if the girls can stay for a sleepover. He's like, hell yes. And then we did the mad rush trying to phone around to try and get a restaurant booking for the night, which we're all booked up. But anyway, that feels good. And you go, oh, great. They're there in the morning. She said, pick them up at 10. Perfect. And so it was all good. Then you pick them up.
Yeah. And it's all downhill.
It's all downhill from there. And then hell breaks loose and you go, there are no more sleepovers.
Yeah.
We are banning the sleepover.
Yeah.
Ban them. No more sleepovers. Holly, in particular you, who didn't go to sleep till 4 a.m. The dad walked past to go to the toilet. She's still scrolling through her phone.
Far out.
4 a.m. So as you can imagine, the next day was really nice. The next few days, she was just a delight to be around.
I can only imagine.
And so then what happened was they were then invited to another sleepover. So I took them down to one of those play centres and they had a great time and I took a friend and it was great. And then at some point, because I left them, oh, this is another am I bad mum moment. You're not supposed to leave them till they're 13, so. I booked them into Urban Extreme for a 3-hour session. So they get to do the adventure park for 2 hours and they do the rock climbing for an hour at the end.
Yeah.
I fully intended to drop them off, get some work done, and pick them up again. So I get there and she says, oh, sorry, you have to stay if they're under 13. And I was like, really? And then I did the whole, like, stood there awkwardly for ages, like, well, I don't want them to come then. Like, I don't want them to stay.
Can I have a refund?
And she said, can you stay? But, like, you can't stay. She said, are you busy? And I went, well, it's 3 hours. And she's gone, okay, well, I can ask the supervisor. Oh, yeah, please do. How about I just say they're 13? She's like, okay.
What did she say?
No, she said, well, you have to sign a waiver to say, you know, if anything happens, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Well, I'll sign away. They'll be fine. So I left them and they were fine. At some point during that 3 hours, they have called the mum of the other child and said, can we have a sleepover? We really want to have a sleepover. We're really having so much fun, blah, blah, blah. The mum's text me and said, just heard from the girls, they're having a ball. Absolutely loving it. They want to have a sleepover here tonight. I'm fine with it if you are. God, the temptation.
What did you do? Said no.
No, I said yes.
I
went back on the banned sleepovers and allowed the sleepover again.
Oh my God.
Because it wasn't going to be at my house.
Yeah, wow. How'd you go with that one? Another 4 a.m. video.
So I said to the mum, and she's lovely, I said, could you please take their phones off them?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like
clever.
At 9 or something, just take the phones, turn them off so they can't be scrolling through them. Because I don't let them have their phones in the evening. They don't have their phones when they get to bed.
Yeah.
They go on charge in our room. They don't have them. And so she said, yeah, no worries. And then she said, I'll try. What time would you like them to go to bed? I was like, well, 9 would be good. She said, okay, I'll try for 9. Next day, had they go. I text at like 8 a.m. She said, they're still asleep. I was like, perfect. They slept till about 9. I said, what time did they go to sleep? Was it 9? No, it was about 1. I was like, okay.
Fuck, 1 o'clock.
So it's good that they slept till 9, but that's still not enough sleep for them.
No.
For their age.
What are they doing between then, that time?
Like messing around, talking.
I love to talk, but I don't want to chat that long.
No.
I don't remember going to sleep over and staying up until 1.
I think I was just that friend that loved sleep way too much. So I'd have a little bit of fun and then that was enough, and then I'd be the one that's asleep first.
I think that I have raised party animals and I think they have FOMO.
Yeah. And what about the fact that when Holly goes till 4 a.m. and then the next day, so just think about yourself, like, without alcohol and you have a late night till 4 a.m. and very little sleep.
Yeah.
The next day by 4 p.m., it's like you're drunk. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
You get real, you're all over the shop, you're all spacey. It feels like you're drunk. You've seen your daughter like that already and she was just, she was a shithead. So when she grows up.
You know what? It wasn't even her. I'd already booked in tickets to the movies the next day.
Yeah.
4:30. It wasn't going to be a late finish. Went to see The Witches. And I was like, oh, great.
Great.
I loved that as a kid. I loved the original. And I was excited. And so I was like, come on, come on, get ready. And I told them what time to be ready. Okay, we need to leave at 4. 4 o'clock. You need to be ready. Okay, 4:05. They're not dressed. I'm trying to get you to be more organized and take responsibility. I told you to be ready at 4 and you're still not ready. And then Amelia's having a drama over what she's wearing. She ends up leaving the house at 4:10 and she gets in the car and she starts crying.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at me. I'm wearing black leggings. I'm wearing a black jumper hoodie and I've got thongs on. I look stupid. I look like a ninja in thongs. And I was like, mate, you had time. I gave you time. We had the biggest meltdown, ended up getting to the movies. Jay's gone. You get out with Holly. I'm taking her home.
Oh, really?
She's turned it around in the car. No, please, daddy, but it's such a
drama and puts a downer on the whole stuff.
We get into the movies and we were going to have dinner. We were going to go for dinner afterwards and I looked at Jay and I went, we're getting takeaway. I'll make them a pasta while they're in the shower. I do not want to take these kids to dinner. Yeah. So sleepovers are banned again.
Oh, good. So that, okay, all right, so banned again. So you're back on the ban.
You're still, on the
ban. Just an FYI, just putting it out there, you still only got a few weeks. You've still got a few weeks of school holidays yet. So in a few weeks, we'll give you an update and let you know how many times Katie gives in to the ban. If you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to feel your best, our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age, transforming women both internally and externally.
So not only hair and makeup, but styling too. Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_LEIGHMCCOY_